tears may fade away. I'm so glad your love will stay. Cause I love you, and you show me Jesus. Hello, hello everyone, and welcome. Welcome again to Surviving Grief. And as always, I thank you all for tuning in. It has been a blessing, and I appreciate and love every one of you from all over the world. I have people in Beijing listening, Canada, the UK, the Philippines, and it's making my heart happy. Just thank you. I really appreciate everyone that shares, and I hope that in some way, shape, form, or fashion, that this is helping somebody. I find myself being transparent because, you know, I realize that God cannot bless who you pretend to be. And one thing that I do know is that if you never acknowledge the space that you're in, if you're broken, you know, whatever it is that you're going through, you know, a lot of times we go through things and, you know, we're so unwilling to admit where we are, the space that we're in. And if you never admit where you are, then you'll never get the help you need. And, you know, I thank God because, you know, we go through things and, you know, even if it's mental health issues, whatever it is, but we go through things and, you know, because we're scared what our family gonna say, what people gonna say, you know, a lot of times we don't deal with the matter because we don't want people to think of us or look at us in a different light. But the bottom line is, you know, if you need help, you need help. And at the end of the day, you got to take care of you because you're no good to nobody else if you don't take care of you. So I thank God for allowing me to be open and honest, you know, if not with nobody else, but to be open and honest with myself, and recognizing where I'm at and recognizing that, you know, ultimately I can't do this, you know, unless I'm transparent. And, you know, God put doctors in place for a reason, you know, to help us. And again, I'm grateful for, you know, the feedback and everything that I've been getting. I have a TikTok page, Surviving Grief 8 on TikTok. And it has been, you know, I make my posts and, you know, I'm very transparent in my posts. And, you know, it's very positive and, you know, people are being encouraged, and I thank God for that. You know, I had a lady the other day, I don't know if I mentioned it last podcast, that she said that she didn't want to live, and then she read my post, and it gave her hope. And now she's on, you know, TikTok, and she emails me, and somebody requested prayer, and, you know, it's a blessing. And I'm excited, you know, for what's to come. Today's podcast is Giving Up Is Not an Option. And, you know, on this journey that I've been on, healing, you know, I often say that healing can hurt worse than the wound. And I found that to be true. And there are days, you know, where I have wanted to give up, you know, I'm tired, God, I can't take this no more, you know, God, why, you know, you ask all the questions, and most of the times you're not going to get an answer. You know, you just have to trust God even when you can't see his hand. And I just, you know, within the last couple of weeks, you know, things keep coming and they keep coming and keep coming, and it can get very discouraging. And, you know, I made up in my mind, I said, okay, you know, devil, enemy, what do you want from me? I don't have nothing left to give you, okay? But what I do know is that I have been equipped for the fight. Although I don't feel like it all the time, most times, but I know that God has given me a resilience, and he kept me when I didn't want to be kept. I wake up and it's another day to fight. And that's what I'm doing. I'm not going to allow the enemy to win. You know, he already, you know, think he won. You know, I've suffered so much loss, and, you know, in the beginning of this fight, yeah, I was tired. I was tired, and I wanted to give up. And I said to myself, you know, you can't give up. You got to keep fighting. And, you know, not just for your grandkids. You got to fight for you. You got to fight for your place. And I just decided that, yeah, I owe this to me, you know. I owe this to me to, you know, finally have faith, put my trust in God, and allow God to do what he needs to do, you know, with Cheryl. And, you know, along this journey, I've, you know, all the time we don't hear from God, you know, the way we want to hear from God. And, you know, I've been asking God, you know, what's next, what's next, what's next? And, you know, I was talking to my prayer partner Sunday, and I realized that, you know, a lot of times, because God knows you, if God gave you, you know, a glimpse of the what next, and me being the, I tell you guys all the time, I'm the very much, you know, I'll figure it out, you know, and being that I'm that person, you know, I told my prayer partner, I said, God is, I feel like God is just saying, what you know now is enough until I get to the next step, and then I'll give you what's next. But what you know now is enough. And I think, you know, God is teaching me patience, and in the process, strengthening my faith, because I don't think I've ever been patient in my whole life. You know, you want what you want when you want it. But I know that, you know, it's crazy because, you know, even though I know that I am asking God for some things and to do some things, and yes, I want it like now because of the space I'm in and, you know, whatever, but I'm realizing that, you know, God is, he's building me up. He's equipping me. He's giving me the strength to carry what I've been asking for. And God, in his infinite wisdom and grace and mercy, he knows that, you know, again, if I give you this now, you're not going to be able to carry it. You carry it for a while, but you're going to lose it. It, you know, it's not going to produce what we needed to produce. And you know, when I sat back and thought about that, I was like, absolutely, God, I get it. And, you know, just stay in faith, Cheryl, and just trust God's plan, you know. And I thought so many times because, you know, God, because God wasn't doing it my way, or he didn't allow me to, you know, keep something that I wanted, or, you know, he took away something, and, you know, we boohoo and cry and all of that. And, you know, God is like, are you finished now? Are you finished crying? Then let me speak, you know. And, you know, I just thank God because, you know, God has me, you know, in a season of isolation. And, you know, I feel that, you know, isolation, not that I'm, you know, can't do nothing or don't go nowhere, but, you know, God has made me content. In the now, the space that he has me, I'm very content. And I thank God for that because, you know, a lot of times when we go through stuff, you know, sometimes you run, you know, you got to go out all the time, you know, you need somebody to be with, you know, and it doesn't help anything at all, because at the end of the day, when you go back home, you still home with you, you know, you take you wherever you go, you know, so you can't run. And I think, you know, I've been running long enough. So I was like, okay, God, I hear you. I'm going to be content. And I really am. I'm really content. And, you know, I was talking to my sister and I was like, you know, I can't give up. You know, I don't think I've ever been a quitter, you know. And this time I'm not going to quit, but I'm going to do it God's way. Cause you know, although the other times I didn't quit, but I did it my way, and it still didn't turn out good because, you know, had I invited God in before instead of the after, you know, maybe, just maybe it would have went a little different. But, you know, this time, you know, I've recognized the space that I'm in with God. And, you know, God is the pilot. You know, he don't even need me to co-pilot. And quite frankly, I don't want to co-pilot because he doesn't need me. And, you know, he's been saying all along, Cheryl, let me fix it for you. Let me fix it for you. I can fix it for you. And I guess, you know, when God doesn't fix it the way we thought he would fix it, we assume that he didn't fix it. And it made me, you know, think in terms of, you know, when I really thought about things, you know, I became like disappointed because it's disappointing to know that you have been holding up your own blessing this whole time. And when I thought about that, you know, I became disappointed in myself, you know, because I often say, you know, I don't have nothing to show for my life. I'm 53 and, you know, I should be further along. And blah, blah, blah. You know, that's how you feel. And my prayer partner was like, just so you know, you are right where God needs you to be. You're right on course. You're right where God needs you to be. And I thank God that he has been holding on to me. And, you know, today, you know, I was doing a few little errands and everything. And, you know, I just began thanking God for the victory, you know, thanking God for what he's about to do in my life. And I noticed that day by day, the anxiety attacks, they lessen, you know. And if they come, it, you know, maybe a week, once a week or something, you know, my goal is, of course, till they disappear. I don't want anxiety no more. You know, you try to be in control of everything in your life, and you're not really in control. You just want to feel like you have control. But, you know, I was listening to somebody preaching, and you know, they said, you know, God, you know, I want to feel like I got this. And that's how we feel, because that's the human part of us. And she said, God said to her, well, if you got this, then you don't need me. And it made her think. And I'm like, God, I don't got this. I don't have this, got this. You know, I just don't. So, you know, I'm relaxing my shoulders and taking that deep breath and let God do what God do, you know. And it's crazy because you try and try your way and you know it ain't working, but you want that sense of control, and just instead of just, you know, giving it to God and just let him do what he needs to do. And you know what? I'm not saying that, you know, I don't still hurt some days, and, you know, the hurt is not there from the loss of the relationship, from the loss of the child, you know, different things that have been, you know, going on this last year and a half in my life. And, you know, I have become content with my weight loss. You know, it is what it is. You know, I'm here. You know, as long as I'm here, I can big my back eventually, you know. You know, so I became very content with that. And because I became self-conscious, and, you know, and it just gave me something else to worry about that I didn't need to worry about, but I did worry about it. And, you know, I had to regulate my appetite or try to get it back, but God gave me my appetite back. You know, I eat what I can eat, you know, and then, you know, a couple hours later, I'm going back, you know. But I thank God for my tribe. I thank God for my mom, you know, my sisters, my prayer partner, my Aunt Debbie, and my best friends. And, you know, God is, you know, proving himself. You know, I think I've always been the person. I'm going to show up for church no matter where I'm at, what I'm doing. I'm going to show up. But now I'm showing up differently. You know, I'm showing up really trusting God, because God has me in this space that I don't have a choice but to trust him. I don't have no job. I still got car payment. I still got to take care of my granddaughters. And I've been applying for jobs and applying and applying and applying. And, you know, I haven't got a job yet. But God is a keeper. You know, he's sustaining me. He's keeping me and the girls. And I used to, you know, when they email you back, and unfortunately we, you know, decided not to go ahead with your application, but we're going to keep you on record, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I used to get upset, like, what am I doing? And, you know, am I not praying right? Like, God, like, do you care? And now and I see the rejections, and I'm like, okay, that's not where God wanted me to be, you know, so I can take it. And now it doesn't even, you know, bother me. And You know, I've learned that you gotta show up differently. And you know, you if you do the same thing over and over, you're gonna get the same results. And but now I'm showing up differently. You know, I'm even on the days I hurt, you know, and I try to, you know, combat that too. Like, it's okay, you know. Rejection was God's redirection. You know, I didn't get this. This didn't come through. And you know, God, I got credit card bills I gotta pay. You know, God, I'm, you know, and it's, you know, I'm worried about my credit. I'm, you know, want to keep everything together, and it's impossible, like when you don't have a job. And I just said, okay, it's nothing I can do about it because I don't have a job. And I realized that in all of this, it's just God is just asking me to complete surrender. Just give it all to Him. Like, really give it all to Him. Like, sure, don't do what you used to do. You know, take it to me and then get up and get online or do whatever you're doing to, you know, try to figure it out. And I said, you know, sometimes you have people around that, you know, going, give you a couple of dollars, you know, blah, blah, blah. And God said, I got you. Don't ask them for the money. Don't do this. Don't do that. He said, I got you. You got to trust that I got you. I was talking to my granddaughter the other day, and, you know, she was like, Grandma, you know, I miss my mom. And, you know, and I miss her too. You know, I miss her, and I wish they had their mom, but, you know, they got me. And I know it's not the same, but, you know, I'm gonna do what I gotta do to, you know, bring them up, you know, with a fear of God and, you know, loving God's people and loving God. And she was, you know, saying, Grandma, we should have did this, we should have did that, you know. And I told her, I said, listen, God instructed me to do something. I said, I know right now it don't look like anything is happening. I said, but I had to be obedient to God. And I said the same thing she said to myself. I told her I had to be obedient to what God said. And I asked her, I said, Nana, trust me because I'm trusting God. I said, I don't understand it. And I didn't pretend like, girl, this is going to happen. This, nope. I didn't pretend any of that. I just said, Nana, trust me as I trust God. And she said, okay, Grandma, I love you. She said, I know you always figured it out and made a way. And I told her, I say, baby, this time around, I'm not figuring anything out. I'm allowing God to lead me. I'm asking God because, you know, I don't want to go ahead of God. I don't want to make a move too soon. I don't want to go to the left too soon. I don't want to go to the right, forward or backwards. You know, whatever way God said go. And if it's for me, God, you bring it to pass. And if it's not, you got something better. And, you know, I just want God to get the glory in everything that's going on right now in my life. And, you know, I can't quit because, you know, if I quit, then, you know, I won't see what the end can be. So I'm not about to quit. I'm not about to give up. And I encourage everybody that's listening, you know, whatever you got going on. And I know some days it be looking raggedy, and it don't seem like nothing is getting better. And, you know, I know that, you know, the enemy will, he will creep in, get in your mental space. But I know that, you know, if you give up now, you won't see what the end could be. And, you know, one thing I'm learning is that, you know, when I came up in church, you know, we used to sing a song, you know, he'll be to you just what you let him be. You know, when you're sick, he's a doctor. You need a lawyer. When you're in a courtroom, he's a lawyer, you know, all that stuff. But, you know, I've never been the one to dream small. I always dream big. And I know some things take time, but I don't know about anybody else, but I still believe in those miracles, like those blow your mind miracles. And, you know, I know God ain't no magician, but let me tell you something. When they told me as a kid that he'll be to you just what you let him be, I took that as face value. And I wholeheartedly believe that God is going to do just what I asked him to do, only better. He spoke a word over my life. And, you know, for the first time, I have been, again, content. I'm really content because I want what God wants for me. And, you know, what I've wanted for me, you know, it hasn't lasted. But what I want now is what God wants for me. And, you know, somebody said, you know, sometimes you ask God for something and it doesn't come the way you thought it would come. And he said, can you be okay when God sends it through the person you don't like, or a way you thought that, you know, wouldn't work out the way you wanted to, but he does it a different way. And God does everything with a reason. You know, God just doesn't do things. You know, he does it with purpose. And, I thank God, you know, for my mom, and I thank God for her prayers, you know, covering me and, you know, lifting me up. And, you know, cause some days, you know, again, I have my days, and it's not always what Cheryl want them to look like or feel like or be like, but I can tell you this, that giving up is not an option. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep pressing on, with my pockets empty, you know, no matter what, because, you know, God has, like I said, I've been out of work a year, and God has been keeping me. And, you know, sometimes when, you know, you want to do certain things the way you want to do them, you want to live where you want to live, you know, things like that. You know, God is saying, I'm going to get you to the palace, Cheryl. Excuse me. I'm going to get you to the palace. You just have to do it my way. See, because my way going to keep you in the palace. My way is going to enable you to sustain the palace. And, you know, when I really, really, really thought about that, I was like, yeah, that makes more sense than, you know, trying to do it Cheryl's way. Because anything fast don't last, you know. So I want to do this thing God's way, because what I'm aiming for You know, it's not just for me. It's to bless people everywhere. And, you know, that's my goal. You know, I always said I want to be a philanthropist, but I think I'm a philanthropist, but I'm a broke one. You know, I'll help anybody. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, it's just something that we get from our mom. But, you know, I just feel like where I am at mentally and my new, you know, walk with God and being obedient and listening, you know, I'm going to get to, you know, my goal of being a philanthropist. I mean, a real philanthropist, you know, and, you know, people, you know, I don't tell anybody, you know, but people might think it's crazy, but, you know, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks, you know, that's between me and God. You know, I'm not worrying about, you know, what people think or say about, you know, what I'm about to do or going to do, because, you know, frankly, it's none of your business. And, you know, it's best to just move in silence. You know, by the time they figured out you'd be married, you had a new house, you had a new car, the new job, or whatever it is, you know, because I realized one thing, that the devil, he listens to, you know, that's how he knows what's going on, because, you know, you're not always talking to a friend or, you know, a buddy. A lot of times you're just talking to the enemy and he trying to run interference to stop you. But, you know, I know that what God has for you, ain't no devil in hell can stop it. So today I admonish you, everybody all over the world, you know, whatever you're going through, stay the course. Don't give up. Keep Jesus in front of you. Take it to God in prayer, you know, and, you know, if you don't have a village, you know, pray and ask God to send you your tribe. Ask God to send you your people that's going to uplift you and hold you down when you can't, you know, hold yourself. And that is so, so, so important that you have a village. And again, I would like to say thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone that's tuned in and been listening to my podcast. It means the absolute world to me. And I am forever, ever grateful to everyone that listens. And until next time, I will pray everybody's strength and everybody have a good week. I love you, and thanks again for tuning in too. Remember, giving up is not an option.